Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. In this episode, I'm going to be briefly reacting to some bad theology that is often promoted by supposedly Bible-based left-wingers. So, buckle your seatbelts. This episode is called Jesse Reacts to Bad Theology. Let's get started. So, the claims I'm about to make are not of my own invention, and I'm surely not the first person to point out that the left doesn't quite understand scripture on some of these things. However, some people won't give you actual verses to cite, but I'm gonna do that. I can't really pull up the actual verses themselves right now, but I did look it up, and so I know which passages to give you for you to look at. So, first, yes, the Bible does say to be kind to strangers. Deuteronomy 10:18 and Leviticus 19:33-34 say just that, to be kind to strangers in your land. Yes, I'm paraphrasing here, but that's essentially what it says. And so there is that. And if you're one of those, oh, that was the Old Testament, we don't look at the Old Testament, well, Hebrews 13:1-3 says the same thing. So that's what the Bible says. Yes, we should be kind to strangers. However, the Bible does also state that nations should have borders. I don't remember the exact verse, but I know it's in Deuteronomy that it talks about nations and their borders. And there are many verses in the law that talk about not disturbing your neighbor's landmark, which is not exactly the same thing, but it's kind of similar. And, you know, a lot of other verses talk about, like, each tribe's portion or their inheritance. And so, yes, while that is talking about the division of the land in that time, in that area, the fact that it is specifically mentioned that these different tribes are supposed to have different portions, that does indicate that God supports borders. It also indicates, because God promised to give Israel to the Israelites and then led them into said land, that does also indicate that God supports a people's right to self-determination, maybe not self-determination as in, like, the right to determine what you want to use your flesh for and that kind of stuff, the way that the left might use that phrase, but the right of a people to have their own nation, their own state, their own government. Now, obviously, he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, says that too, but there's also the part of scripture where Israel wanted a king, and God even tried to tell him, like, hey, this is what will happen if I give you a king. But then guess what? God gave them a king anyway. So God loves us, and sometimes he does give us what we wish for. Not always, contrary to what prosperity gospel people might try to tell you. But for this particular context of politics, it does illustrate that God does support the right of people to have a country. And so, while we are supposed to be kind to the stranger, it also does not mean that we should just let anyone and everyone and their sister-in-law come in illegally and just run roughshod over the border of any country. Not even just the U.S., any country. Uzbekistan shouldn't have to let in millions of people. India, the U.S., whatever country you are. And it's not about skin color or any of that nonsense. It's just the fact that countries exist, they have borders, and they have stated processes of how you're supposed to get in. And not only that, but getting off of this topic here for a second, I would like to point out that most of us, actually all of us, were immigrants at some point. Even the Native Americans. It is theorized that they probably came from what is now Siberia at some point, walked over Alaska and all that. We don't know that 100%, as far as I can tell, but that is the going theory where they came from. They didn't just sprout out of the soil, okay? They had to come from somewhere. And so everybody was an immigrant at some point. Now, granted, they didn't have to go through customs and border patrol and all that when they came over, but that's because back then, in this part of the world, there were no laws. People hadn't advanced that far yet, but they have now. There is a law. Laws are not always great. I'm not a government absolutist, as you know, but when it comes to certain things like a nation's sovereignty, that is there for a reason. No country should be expected to invite in the entire population of the globe. Everybody unvetted, including criminals, including those who have a history of being a danger to themselves and others. No country should be expected to take on that. And God loves us. No loving God would side with an ideology that says that you have to invite into your country people who you know for a fact are going to cause harm. Yes, every individual can change. Every individual can repent of their sins. We're all encouraged to do so. Many of us have, some of us have not. I have, and I try to live a good life, but some people have not. And it's not even just individual people you have to worry about. It's people who are members of groups, gangs, terrorist organizations, that sort of thing. We do not live in a world, unfortunately, where angels are men. If angels were men, we wouldn't need government. I don't remember where that quote comes from. I probably should look into that so I can properly cite it, but I do agree with that quote. So, that means that while we are supposed to be kind to the stranger, you know, if you see a guy on the street, if we lived in a more trusting society, it would be great if you could always give him money. You can't, but the Bible does say that you should be kind to the stranger. However, that does not mean that we should just let people run roughshod over the border, especially people we know have a history of causing harm, or we don't know their history because they don't give their real names, or they come from countries that don't cooperate with criminal record and other data gathering efforts. I mean, as I said, we were all immigrants at some point, but most of us, including my ancestors, came over at a time when there was at least some level of legal mechanisms governing what who could come and how and when and all that. Even the pilgrims, if you are descended from the pilgrims, which as far as I know I am not, but if you are, even they had a charter from the king. So even they had laws they had to follow in some way, shape, or form. So the laws dictated where they could settle and what they could do and all of that. And so there's that. And then there's also the claim that is made that that the Bible somehow supports giving confused children all sorts of chemicals and procedures that are harmful for them. No, it does not. It directly contradicts that. Because, first of all, in Genesis 5:2, it says male and female, he created them. And also, there's another verse in Genesis 1 that says that. It's somewhere late in the chapter. It's either 27 or 28. I don't remember which. And also, Jesus said in Matthew 18:6, when it comes to those who would cause children to stumble or would hurt children, that it's better that a millstone be tied around their neck and they drown. Which is not a good thing to have to say about anybody. But that indicates that, you know, God does not support causing children to stumble. It's pretty darn clear. And so even the people who are like, well, we don't look at the Old Testament anymore. Well, that's not the Old Testament. That's the New Testament. So there's that. And then it's also funny, and I'm not the first person to point this out, but it's also funny that when they talk about illegal immigration, the first thing they go to is always, well, who's going to clean the toilets? It's like, so the same people who scream and cry about slavery, which, yes, slavery's bad. Everybody knows that. Everybody who has a brain knows that slavery is bad. However, it's kind of telling when, you know, your first argument when it comes to illegal immigration, your first argument is, well, who's going to pick the crops and who's going to clean the toilets? I mean, your argument would still not have many legs to stand on, because we've already talked about illegal immigration, but when that is your first argument, when your first argument is that and not, well, there are mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters or whatever, which, again, would not validate your argument, but it would be a bit less telling of certain other opinions you might have of these people. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode or considered it to be a bit more informative or food for thought. I hope you'll pass this along to anybody you know that may be interested and come back next time. You can find us on Spotify, Amazon Music, the RSS feed, iHeartRadio, and Pandora. You can also contact us on our Facebook page at Jesse's Fireside Chats and on X at JFSCPod. And you can also send us an email if you'd like at jessiesfiresidechats@gmail.com. That's jessiesfiresidechats@gmail.com. And also, a couple other things I'm working on here. A few. First, I'm hoping at some point soon to sit down and finally try to figure out how to get us on Apple Podcasts. I know I said that before, but life is crazy. I don't do this full time, as you know. Second thing, I would love to start the Fireside Conversations where I have a guest on. I would love it if somebody would like to be a guest on here and talk about some things, even if it's a topic we've already discussed. You might have some other things to bring to the table. That would be great. And then finally, I'm working on trying to put together some video versions of our episodes. I can't do video versions of them all because some of them were more time sensitive, such as debate coverage, and some it's kind of hard to make videos of some of the topics that I cover. And then there's also some where I've kind of gone off on tangents a little bit. But for the ones that are more structured, like the Medicare for None episode, for example, I'm hoping to make videos of those here soon. Again, I don't have a firm timeline of when that will happen because I'm working, going to school, and working on several other side projects unrelated to this podcast as well as this podcast. So, stay tuned. And thanks again. Have a blessed day.